Hello, and welcome to My Career in Data, a podcast where we discuss with industry leaders and experts how they have built their careers. I'm your host, Shannon Kemp, and today we're talking to Regan Dehaven of Syndigo.
More and more companies are considering investing in data literacy education, but still have questions about its value, purpose, and how to get the ball rolling. Introducing the newest monthly webinar series from Dataversity, Elevating Enterprise Data Literacy, where we discuss the landscape of data literacy and answer your burning questions. Learn more about this new series and register for free at dataversity.net.
Hello and welcome. My name is Shannon Kemp and I'm the Chief Digital Officer at Dataversity. And this is My Career in Data, a Dataversity Talks podcast dedicated to learning from those who have careers in data management, to understand how they got there and to talk with people who help make those careers a little bit easier. To keep up to date in the latest in data management education, go to dataversity.net/subscribe. Today, we are joined by Regan Dehaven, the Senior Vice President of Product at Syndigo. And normally, this is where a podcast host would read a short bio of the guest. But in this podcast, your bio is what we're here to talk about. Regan, hello and welcome.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you and hear your story. So tell me, you're the Senior Vice President of Product at Syndigo. So tell me, what type of business is Syndigo?
Syndigo is the industry's only solution that provides a continuous flow of data between brands and manufacturers and recipients or retailers of data. So everything from managing your own content through product information, all the way through that syndication experience where a brand will curate and optimize their content for online sales.
Oh, that's very cool and very handy, I presume. I have a bit of retail experience in my background, so I can think of 10 million ways to use that.
Yes.
And so as the Senior VP of Product, what's your typical work week look like, and how do you work with data in your job?
So as you may know, there is no typical week. But in my role, I span from everything from kind of the strategic side of product. So thinking about our product vision, keeping up to date with innovation and technology, as well as understanding all of our client needs and client interactions and their business processes, all the way down to the technical interactions of really bringing our product to life for all of our customers. So that's working with our engineering partners on product development and day-to-day understanding of what's going on there. Also, a huge part of my job is just cross-functional collaboration with all of the different areas of the organization. Product is really the hub. So we work with all areas to understand, you know, the business needs from our customers, from our internal users, and really translate that into, you know, what our technology team can build within our product.
Oh, very, very cool. So tell me, Regan, you know, so how do you use some of the data for your job? How do you use data?
That's really interesting because I think that there are two pieces to that. So we both have data points that we are collecting to build our roadmap. So this could be industry trends and understanding consumer behavior and how do we utilize what's important to an end consumer that drives sales for our customers. So that's really important to know, like, for when someone is shopping on an e-commerce site, what is leading them to buy a product? Is it that it is multiple feature benefit bullets, or if there's videos on the site, or more enhanced content like interactive tours? That type of data we collect and can use to really enhance the consumer experience. The other side of my job is around my customers. So the brands, manufacturers, retailers that are using my product. And we use data points such as like interaction or adoption of our product features in order to enhance that user experience within our platform. So data is, an everyday thing for my job and, on all areas.
I love that data within, when creating on a data management platform.
Right.
That's
Yes, I use
awesome.
data for the end consumer as
Yeah.
well for my own success.
Don't we all? I think it's. I always laugh when as a company we're having the same pain points as our end users, right? Of how do we manage our own data?
Right. Exactly.
It's so good, and what a great use of it. So tell me, so Reagan, when you were, say, 6 years old, is this what you wanted to be when you grew up? Was this the dream job?
Don't
What was
know.
the dream?
So as my kids would say, I was born in the 1900s. So I don't know that this job existed when I was 6 years old. And 6-year-old Reagan was a little bit all over the place. I remember growing up, I wanted to be an architect and I wanted to be a veterinarian at different points of my childhood. So didn't really translate into the grown-up or even, college age. Path that I chose.
Yeah. Tell me about that. So as you transitioned from, into college, what was it, did you decide to focus on and why?
So I actually took the business perspective. Went to a liberal arts school, so there wasn't a specific business program, but I have an economics major. So kind of went into that realm, but with a focus, thinking about marketing. So that's really how I started my career. So with that economics major, I kind of jumped right into a marketing realm. I didn't want to go into finance, and this seemed like a natural flow, of where I wanted to kind of focus my education. So did start off there, but when you think about marketing, there's a couple of different types there. And I'm not a creative. So if you think about it, like I don't design things. So where I really took that focus from kind of the business perspective was a strength in process and actually in data, which is an interesting way to start this. So I remember early in my career as a marketing analyst, I was pulling and designing reports based on the marketing materials we would put out for our clients, and really understanding from what worked. From the data perspective, where our creative team needed to focus their energy.
Oh yeah, and that I'm glad you pointed that out. It's been a big lesson for me, I think, in more recent years, especially as where you build the company. That marketing doesn't mean just creative. That there is a lot of data in marketing there.
Right.
So that's fascinating. So okay, so tell me. So you take this path towards with an angle of marketing and business. So what did you do next? What was the first job out of college?
So it was the marketing analyst, but where I really grew that in my next job out of college, I was still in a marketing communications team, but really that focus on the process behind the communications. So, for example, one of my big projects or initiatives was within a Fortune 100 company, getting all of the leaders aligned on approving different marketing materials, like the communication review process, understanding how the different materials that our marketing team was creating impacted different areas of the organization. So really dove deep into the like cross-functional collaboration side of the kind of marketing house. So that's
Yeah.
where I took that.
Wow, that's very fascinating. And I'm here as a lot of the data stories that I hear are that is this, following of passion, which sounds like you were doing for sure. So where did you go next?
So within that position, I had a really strong leader and mentor. Now that I look back at the time, it was my boss. So my leader in that position recognized that I wasn't a creative and saw the strengths that I had in understanding process and understand working with different areas of the organization to understand requirements, understand the needs of where we would direct our marketing resources. And even within a non-tech company, it was actually in the healthcare space, she led me to a path of program management, which was my first taste of product management, because we didn't have SaaS products we were selling. We had programs we were selling. So she, guided me into, building on my strengths, guided me into what we would call product, in a non-technology area.
Oh, so that's very cool. I love that you had a nice mentor in your boss. That can make all the difference in the
Well,
world. Yeah.
because when you're younger and in some of those roles, you don't even know what opportunities even exist. You really understand what your role is and how you may interact with your direct team or even across teams, but you don't always know, like, where does that take you? What other positions or what other passions could you develop out of other areas? So I have, having that mentor was really, really important to my whole career path.
Very, very nice. So, what was next?
So from there, I actually dipped my toe into technology. So once I had that experience, in the kind of program and managing products that were programs, I did move into a more traditional, as we would think of it today, product development manager role. So still in the healthcare space, working for a health plan, but within their wellness arena. So I was really fortunate to be able to work on a product that was kind of the go-between between health coaches and nutritionists and end users that were trying to be healthier. So it helped people quit smoking or exercise more or eat better. So we had both a mobile app that I got to design and really work with engineering to refine and meet those end user needs, as well as a web-based app.
So as you transitioned into that role, how did you ramp up into it? What did you just say, I'm gonna go try this, or there's some self-learning in there, or did you just relied on other people to teach you?
A little bit of all of that. But it was really keeping up with, the jobs that are out there. Once I was working in the program management and we called it product, I realized that there are the technology out there. Like you have the, your own apps or programs that you use in everyday life. And I thought it was really intriguing. And so I kind of did my own research there. And maybe a little fake it till you make it when you get the job. But then again, I lend a lot of my development within that role again to strong leadership that I had another really strong boss that understood and could map my prior experience to the needs that we had within that role. So I've been very fortunate to have, really great leadership in my career to help me identify opportunities and play on my strengths, to really grow.
Oh, amazing.
With a robust catalog of courses offered on demand and industry-leading live online sessions throughout the year, the Dataversity Training Center is your launchpad for career success. Browse the complete catalog at training.dataversity.net and use code DVTalks for 20% off your purchase.
Okay, so now what? Now you're a little more into the tech. So now where are you going?
So from there, healthcare, You only get so far when it comes to technology. There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of red tape in healthcare technology. Looking out and again following industry trends, I had an opportunity to get into e-commerce. So where I am today, it actually was what is now part of Syndigo. So this was in 2015. I joined one of the companies that Syndigo acquired called EdgeNet. And really started within the product content realm that I'm in today.
Wow, that is amazing. I love your story. Again, it's, I started this podcast because I know from just my years of working with the data management community that there's no linear path into data or data building data products. And it is a path of passion and curiosity and just following your heart more or less, right? So I love to hear this. It's a very unique story. So thank you for sharing. So tell me then, what has been your biggest lesson so far in your career through this journey?
So many lessons. But I guess I would say that I'm going to bring it back to data, but like experience and passion and gut feelings don't replace data points. So, and I say that because we, that, being, especially with Syndigo for 9 years now, I have a lot that I already know about our products. I already know about our customers. I already know what the consumer needs, right? But I don't. Because the industry and consumer behavior is ever changing. So, I take all of this experience and passion, but I still need to back up, all of that information or all of that gut feeling with data points and new data points and fresh data points in order to support that intuition. So I think that, when you're younger, it's, I know this, I know everything, and we should do what I have in my head. But, as I've learned over the years, I probably am right in the end. I'm joking. But it's, collecting the data based on our usage or based on our customers' evolving business needs, is always needed in order to justify the resources that you're going to need to continue to evolve the product and build out the roadmap.
Oh my gosh, I just had this big aha moment. I think you're the first person who has said that, the biggest lesson is to use data. Like, that is so amazing. I had that, certainly had that experience myself. When I first started learning to use data early on in my career, that aha moment, right, where my intuition, for the only time in my life, right, that wasn't right. where, no, and it is, it's so eye-opening to see that data and go, oh, well, it isn't what I thought. It is so different. So I need to reframe my thinking and understand that, my limited view of the world is different from what's actually happening.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I just have to take a moment and laugh at this because it's such an awesome aha moment. So Reagan, tell me, then having worked with data for a while and throughout your career, what is your definition of data?
Well, I guess I would say, data is obviously, information or information points or facts. But I would, elaborate on that to say information or facts used to make decisions. So there's so many data points out there. I mean, one of my favorite stats out there is that like 90% of the world's data has been generated in the last 2 years, and it's like continues to exponentially grow. And thinking of that, it's how do you parse through all of that data to get to what is meaningful and what is driving decision points?
Indeed. Yeah, and that's an amazing statistic and fact. As you say, I'm going to date myself here, and back to when a gig was so big.
I believe they're making up new words
They are.
to describe the amount of, zetabytes that exist and are being created all the time.
Indeed. So tell me, Reagan, do you see the importance of data management and the number of jobs working with data increasing or decreasing over the next 10 years, and why?
So that's a really interesting question. And I would say increasing, but maybe not in the way that you would traditionally think. So I think that why I say that is obviously the number of jobs will align with this explosion of data that is being generated. However, I think that, with the advancements in AI, that a lot of the traditional data analysis work that we think of when we think of data will be replaced by AI. However, I don't foresee that the need for the evolution of data jobs to decrease. So I think, a human intervention will still be needed, and it's just we have to kind of wait and see exactly how those roles shift, with that kind of balance between the increase in data and the increase in utilization of AI.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Tech is always shifting the norms of all jobs, right? Yeah, I see data jobs, like you say, there's always going to need to be human intervention, whether it's managing the ethics of the data, managing the data going into the AI programs, and all the data management needed for that initiative. Those initiatives are going to be very, very important. And yeah, as you say, data is just growing.
And just as an example related directly to like what Syndigo does, we have our AI roadmap, and we're exploring all of the ways that we can make, AI integrated into our platform and really help the quality and efficiency and optimization for both our brand and retailer clients. But right now, where the kind of maturity is, people still want to review it. So it may be that AI is helping generate content, but there's a different like review step, or want to customize content differently and interact with the AI. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there, even with how we're seeing the advancement of AI today, let alone 5, 10 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even the unknown, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
The unknown of what's to come, but there's always a surprise around the corner when it comes to tech. So, Reagan, what advice would you give then to people looking to get into a career in data management?
That's an interesting one. I think that what I would say is balance like business and technology thoughts around data. Whereas I know, traditionally you're like, I want to be a data analyst. I love data. But why do you love data? What problem are you trying to solve with data? And I would say maybe start with the business problem, or start with the business that is interesting or that you're passionate about, and then work backwards from there to what kind of data interactions that you would have to kind of build that career.
Oh, that's great advice. Because I do love that about data management, right? Because it can be a marriage of passions, right? You can, because every company, every industry globally uses data. So you can do lots of things and work, and to marry those passions of supporting a company and industry that you believe in, and then, and then also while nurturing that passion for data, and which so. Oh, very cool. Well, Reagan, I would be remiss if I didn't ask if somebody wanted to look up Syndigo's products. How would they find Syndigo?
You can find Syndigo at syndigo.com. So that's going to be the best way. We have a catalog of solutions that are all on syndigo.com, and as well as you can find any upcoming events or webinars that we have going forward, as well as we have a strong LinkedIn presence. So look us up on LinkedIn and please follow us there.
Oh, very nice. And I'll be sure to post those links on the podcast page as well for everybody. So, oh, well, Reagan, it's been so nice to meet you and chat with you. What a great story.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to all of our listeners out there. And if you'd like to keep up to date in the latest podcasts and the latest in data management education, you may go to dataversity.net/subscribe. Until next time, stay curious, everyone. Thank you for listening to Dataversity Talks, a podcast brought to you by Dataversity. Subscribe to our newsletter for podcast updates and information about our free educational webinars at dataversity.net/subscribe.